I can see now that my fear of speaking up was actually a fear of getting into conflict with him. But that fear strangled, I guess, what could have been a fruitful conversation. I knew what I needed to say, but I was so afraid of conflict that I couldn't bring myself to say it. He might or might not have taken advice, but I just didn't give him the chance to choose. God has helped me see that fear can stop me being fruitful, not just at work, but with friends and family, in big life decisions, or smaller everyday stuff. When I let my fear of conflict take over, I end up not speaking up and not telling people things that might have helped them or stopped them making a big mistake.
To practice effective visualization, we need to understand that it's not enough to just see the things that we want in our mind, to just imagine the things that we want. To visualize or manifest effectively, we must involve our minds in the feeling of having them. In reality, we always attract what we feel. If we can see what we want in our mind, we visualize the emotional experience of having it or experiencing it. We then change our vibrational frequency. The key point to remember, the more powerful we visualize, the more easily it will be achieved.
Weren't you just talking to Agatha Christie? His question took me by surprise. I thought he was still joking. I simply said to him, I was talking to Max Malwin and his wife. I thought you knew. Mrs. Malwin is Agatha Christie, the writer of detective stories.
No, impossible.
Go and ask her yourself. After the intermission, we all returned to our seats. I could not believe what I had just heard. Was she really Agatha Christie, the writer of those detective stories that I used to read in my youth? I visited her and talked to her, yet it did not occur to me for one second that she had ever written something. I could not concentrate on the second half of the play. I was waiting for it to end, yet it seemed to be never ending until finally the curtains fell. After the final applause, everybody left their seats, whereas I left my colleague and rushed amongst the crowd looking for Mrs. Malwin. And there I saw her, at the front gate with her husband, waiting for their car. I went towards her and asked her, "Are you really Agatha Christie?" She laughed and modestly said, "Yes." I regret very much that I didn't know. "That's even better. When are you going to visit us in Namrud?" she said.